Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you've had a great week. Yesterday, we saw that Jesus Christ died upon the cross. He was buried, and then he rose again. Today, let's look at how we too can follow what Jesus did and inherit eternal salvation in heaven with God. First of all, we are saved by the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We cannot be saved without the grace of God. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what you do, we all need the grace of God in order to be saved. For we have all sinned, and none of us deserve the gift of salvation, eternal life in heaven. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So even though we are indeed saved by the grace of God, he has given us some things that we must do in order to obtain that grace. And one of these things is in John 3:16. Believeth in him should not perish. So we must believe. But how can we believe unless we have heard the gospel in the first place? Romans 10 verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we must hear the word of God, and then we can choose whether or not that we will believe it. If we believe the word of God, if we believe in these foundational truths that we've been talking about this week, that God created the heavens and the earth, and that God created all living things and mankind, if we believe that Jesus indeed was born of a virgin and came into the world to save us from our sins, if we believe that Jesus Christ did die on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day, if we truly believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, then we will do something about it. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if we believe it, then we will confess that we do that. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read the first 9 verses of Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. You see, if we want to be raised from the dead in like fashion as Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then we must be, as verses 4 and 5 say, buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we are resurrected to live. And then as verse 8 tells us that we must die with Christ in order to live with him. How do we die with Christ? Back to verse 4, baptized into his death. Even the Philippian jailer in Acts 16 asked the very question, what must I do to be saved? And the response from Paul and Silas was this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. And the very next thing that happened in verse 33, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. You know, in Acts chapter 2, Peter preached to the people on the day of Pentecost, and they were cut to the heart. And at the end, they asked this question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you see, they wanted to know what to do. Peter told them what to do. So we need to repent, turn from our wickedness, and be baptized for the remission of sins. And then we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, salvation, home in heaven. You see, we must do all these things in order to obtain the favor, to have the grace of God, then we need to be doing these things. We have to hear the gospel. We have to believe it. If we believe it, we'll do something about it. We'll confess it. We'll repent, which is a turning away from our wickedness. We will be buried with Christ in baptism, and then we will continue living and serving a life for Jesus Christ. Examine the scriptures and search your souls. And may you have a blessed day.